Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Redeemed from the Curse of the Law. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Come on, say it another time.
I have been.
Now let's say it like the scripture says. Christ
has
redeemed me
from the curse of the law.
Does that mean you don't have to have it?
Yes.
It does. You do not have to have it. Go to the book of Acts. There is great liberty in some things we're talking about right now. What do you mean by this? The enemy, he's so evil. He's so cruel. Even if you get a hold of these things and you find out it's God's will for you to have plenty, it's God's will for you to be free in your mind, it's God's will for you to be healed, well then, if he attacks you with a problem and symptoms and you have symptoms, then he will also come and try to bring condemnation that you have symptoms that he brought.
Yeah.
Look at you, supposed to be a faith man, faith woman, and look at all these problems you got. Look at you, supposed to be a faith person, live by faith, supposed to believe in abundance. Look at you, can't even pay your bills. And he's the one that's causing you the problems and then trying to condemn you because of the problems he brought. Oh, he's a sorry cuss. I'm not going to shed one tear. When he gets thrown into the lake of fire, I'm going to say, that's good.
Yeah.
That's exactly what needed to happen.
That's right.
Now let's go on and forget about all this.
Amen.
He made his choice. He is unrepentant. He will never repent. That's why it has to be that way. Somebody says, well, I don't like that. I don't think that's fair. Well, then you want him to move in beside you? And he's never going to repent, never going to change. Mm-mm.
Wow.
No, that's exactly what needs to happen. You need to leave it with God. But in the meantime, down here, we need to understand that it's faith that pleases God. Put up on the screen Hebrews 11:6. You don't have to turn there, but Hebrews 11:6, it says, without faith, without what?
Faith.
Without being symptom free. It's impossible to please God.
No.
Without being debt free.
No.
It's impossible. Why would I say that? Because I think a lot of people talk like that and they act like that's kind of the big deal. Unless you're symptom free, you're not really a faith person.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're absolutely debt free, you're not really. That's lies from the enemy.
Yes.
And so the enemy the reason why he's trying to get this condemnation and shame in you is so that you won't resist him.
Right.
So that you'll give him place and just accept that you're going to have these problems.
Right. That's right.
It's a spiritual tactic. But you need to be renewed in your mind and be enlightened and not ignorant of his devices.
Yes.
No, God is pleased with what? Your faith. And your body can be full of symptoms, and yet you be in faith, and God be pleased with you right now before your body changes at all. Is everybody with me?
Amen.
Your job is not to fix everything. It's not your job to, you know, fix everything. It takes His power to fix these things. My job is trust Him, believe Him, obey Him, and fight the good fight of faith. Resist the enemy, is that right? And lay hold of what He told me belongs to me. And resist everything I know I'm not supposed to have. And to fight that way every day, every night, with my last breath. I heard people say, well, what if I'm trying to believe God and I die, you know, trying to believe God? Honey, you don't want to die any other way than believing God, right?
Yes.
Because what is it that's going to please Him? I assure you, If you came short of receiving a healing, if you came short of getting your needs met, if you came short of some of these things, and you died in the process trying to believe God, when you see the Lord, He's not going to look at you and shake His head and go, "You were not debt free. You were not symptom free." No. Didn't say without being symptom free, it's impossible to please Him. Or without being debt free, it's impossible to please Him.
Amen.
Some things need to be fixed. They need to be changed in these areas. Anything that ministers condemnation and shame to you is not coming from God. It's coming from the enemy. And He's not just doing it to make you feel bad. He's doing it so He can keep working destruction in your life and you won't resist it. My job is to fight the good fight of faith. Resist the devil, no matter how I feel. Is that right?
Yes.
Believe I lay hold on what I know belongs to me, no matter how I feel, how I look. And if I'm really operating in faith, even though outwardly my life looks like a mess, what's God looking at? He's not focusing on the symptoms. He's not focusing on the bills. Come on, what does He see? He doesn't see like man sees. Man looks on the outward appearance. What's He looking at? What's He looking at? He's looking at your heart. And if you're genuinely endeavoring to believe and resist the enemy, He is pleased with that faith right now. Before anything else changes in your life, He's pleased with you right now. Now, you're accepted in Christ, even if He's not pleased with all you're doing. But I'm talking about He's pleased with what you're doing. And it also gives Him access and gives Him a right to do some things and change some things.
Amen.
Acts 22, were you headed over there? Did I tell you that or not? Acts 22. Praise be to God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Come on, say out loud.
Christ has
redeem
me
from the curse of the law. He has redeemed me. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. He has. I'm still moving a little bit too quick. Well, we won't turn there. They'll put this on the screen. Before we read Acts, put up Psalm 107. No, do it this way. Isaiah 53, verse 5. Then we'll look at Psalm 107. Then we'll look at Acts. Then we'll look at... Then maybe we'll go home. Isaiah 53, are you there? It says, this is talking about Jesus now. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon Him. And with His stripes, we are healed. Is that true or not?
Yes.
Is that true or not?
Yes.
Do you have a right to be healed?
Yes.
Because of what the Lord has done for you?
Yes.
Yes, you do. Is it right for the enemy to work sickness and disease in your life?
No.
When Jesus has justified you, and when He took your infirmities and bore your sicknesses, Is it okay? Is it right for the enemy to do that in your life? Does he have a right to do it?
No.
Is it possible that he could do it?
Yes.
Obviously. Does he have a right to do it?
No.
Here's the thing I'm trying to emphasize. We're not denying that we got symptoms. We're denying they have a right to be in our life.
Yes.
Oh, come on, can you see this? That's where our faith fight comes in. We're not denying that we got symptoms of lack. We're denying its right in the lives of the justified.
That's right.
Hallelujah. We're not denying that we've made mistakes. We are denying the right of condemnation to be on us, or judgment to be on us. And we need to be so fully persuaded about this that when any of these things start trying to get into our life, we immediately go into fighting the good faith fight and resisting and binding. Come on, can you see this? And say, no, you don't. No, you don't. You don't have a right, because the enemy will try. I said, he'll try. He'll find out what you know. He'll find out what you really believe. Because if you won't resist him, he will do whatever he can do in your life. Steal, kill, and destroy. Keep reading. Read verse 5 again. Come on, say it out loud. Jesus was wounded for my transgressions. Is that so I can be wounded?
No.
He was bruised for my iniquities. Is that so I could be bruised?
No.
The chastisement of my peace was upon him. Is that so my peace could be broken?
No.
And with his stripes. Did he take stripes so I could take stripes?
No.
By the same token, was he made poor so I could be poor?
No.
Was he made sin so I could live in sin?
No.
Was he judged so I could be judged? I mean, what is the gospel? It's the good news about how he took my place.
Amen.
Right? He paid the price.
Yes.
So that
Hallelujah.
I don't have to.
I don't have to
have it. But you won't enjoy that just because it's bought and paid for. These spiritual things are real. And the enemy don't care. He doesn't care that Jesus paid the price for you. All that matters to him is, do you know it? Can you see that? Do you know it? Or can he work the curse in your life like you're not even redeemed and you won't even resist him? Which is what he's doing in the lives of millions of church-going people. We've all given some place we shouldn't have given. But let's wake up. Let's rise up. Let's make some changes. Come on, say it out loud again.
Christ
has
redeemed me
from the curse of the law. What does that mean? I don't have to have it. I don't have to have the curse. Curse from breaking God's law. I don't have to have that in my life. Keep reading. Verse 6. All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Did he take it? Did he pay the price? Verse 7. He was oppressed and he was afflicted. Now let's just stop right here. Did he deserve to be oppressed? Did he deserve to be afflicted?
No.
Who deserved to be oppressed and afflicted? We did, because all of us have gone astray. We deserve to be oppressed and afflicted. He did not, but he was. He was oppressed. He was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He took it. Can you see this, friends? He took it.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Redeemed from the Curse of the Law, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.